first prerequisite for tefillah is to actually come to tefillah. When somebody davens in yeshiva, they're able to strengthen their entire day. When they come on time and they're able to daven in a way that they're able to say all the words and daven with the yeshiva and feel the environment, it's able to strengthen their entire day and make it a stronger tefillah. But the ability to be able to be in attendance at tefillah, especially something that occurs in the morning, it depends on our attitude towards tefillah. The Shulchan Aruch says in the very first statement, Yisgaber ka'ari lamo baboker lavodas boro shema orer ha-shachar. A person should wake up in the morning and be strong like a lion so that he can serve Hashem. So Baruch Hashem, we have Talmidim here even before 7 a.m. There's an example for everyone. If you come one day, you'll see that people your age are able to do this and not just be here on time, to be here early. So in the Sefer Sichos Bavodas Hashem by Rav Yaakov Meisels, he gives several aces. How do we work on this? It's something that many people find challenging. How do we get to this madrega to be better able to wake up on time for davening, to be misgaber kari? So he gives several aces. Maybe we'll do some today, do some another time. So the first thing he talks about is very simple, and it's one of the things that should be most discussed with Talmidim is the issue of how you go to sleep. So if you go to sleep properly, he brings down from the great Hasidic Rebbe or Meir of Premishlan that he says, I never saw someone go to sleep like a horse and then wake up like a lion. So we say we're supposed to wake up like a lion, but the question is, if you go to sleep like a lion and you're thinking, I'm a lion, I'm the king of the beasts, I have an important role, I have things to accomplish, I'm a mighty individual, my tefillos have great kochos. If you're thinking that before you go to bed, then it's shayach that when you wake up, you're going to feel like that as well, and you're going to be motivated to do something. But if you go to bed like a horse, I was starting to think, what do we know about horses? Horses have some good milas also, but they're not the king of the beasts. They're not so mighty. They're not the most powerful. And sometimes you think of a horse more as, you know, he just does a bunch of work for you, and he doesn't... It's not so independently minded like lions that just get up and go and attack and do stuff whenever they want. You think of a horse that just works for somebody. So if that's how you're thinking yourself, that's the big question. If you're going to be successful at waking up for tefillah, a lot of it has to do with your self-image. How do you think of yourself? How do you define yourself? Are you a lion? Do you look at yourself as someone that your tefillahs are important to Hashem, that Avodas Hashem is central to your life? So then it's going to be easy to get up to go ahead and daven and do Avodas Hashem. If you're conflicted when it comes, I'm sure everyone thinks that in a certain way, but if you're conflicted and there are different things that are part of you, so then you're going to get bogged down, especially when the night before you're thinking more horse-type things, you're thinking about different things that are going on, and you're not focusing on your kochos as an Oved Hashem, so it's very easy to forget who you are and then go to sleep with those with that image, and then by the time you wake up, that's still what's going on in your mind. So the most obvious thing is when it comes to a person has to figure out how much sleep they need. Rav Victor Miller used to say, it's the biggest chesed. He would recommend that people should get a lot of sleep. Make sure you get a good amount of sleep. It's the biggest chesed. Instead of looking at it as, well, I need to learn and daven, it might be easier to look at it as, I'm going to feel better. I'm doing a chesed for my guf. So that might motivate you to feel why it's important to go to sleep at a good time. You have to make sure you're not wasting time. A lot of times it's kind of becomes a little bit hefker when you leave the base medrash and you think you could just do anything and you forget the time is passing by. So you have to think about the consequences. You have to be have a routine where you know you have to be at bed at a certain time and you know what has to happen. Be very structured and think about when someone starts to get you into something that's going to ruin your schedule. Think about the consequences and the severity that it's going to conflict with who you want to be and what you want to accomplish. So to just wrap up this piece about this first eights of going to sleep properly, he talks about the idea when you say Kriyat Shema Lamita, say it with Kavanah, imagine that Hashem is there. Use the Koach Hatzir. These are ways to start thinking about the way you think at night, how it's going to affect how you're thinking in the morning. Think about Torah and Yiras Shemayim when you're going to sleep. Ask Hashem to help you get up like a lion in the morning. I had a friend that he said he always succeeded if he would tell Hashem, if he didn't have an alarm clock and you would just think to Hashem, I want to wake up at a certain time, it would always work. He was a regular guy, but if you really sincerely want to wake up at a certain time and you tell yourself that before you go to sleep and you ask Hashem to help, it's very shy that that's going to work. You have to realize that this purpose of sleep is to get koach for avodas Hashem. And then the last thing that he says is very important, is sometimes before you go to sleep, you think about things that you did during the day. In some ways, it's good to do a cheshbon nefesh, but if you start thinking of the things that you didn't do well, and how you didn't wake up for davening, you didn't daven so well, you didn't learn so well, then you're not going to feel like getting up tomorrow. So instead, try to think of some of the good things that you accomplished, even though it might be a small thing. Try to think about, I did some good things today. I did some things in Vos Hashem. I took one step farther, and that should help motivate you to say, and tomorrow I'm going to do one other step.